Joining us now is Browns General Manager Mike Lombardi after an extremely busy weekend, and the work I know is still not done, still in the throes of bringing aboard some undrafted free agents. But let's go back to the draft and your general big picture view of how things went. How close to or on the plan was everything that happened?
Well, I think it was important to add players that we felt like had the characteristics both on and off the field that could help the Browns as we build forward and move forward. And I think that was accomplished, along with trying to be proactive and looking over a larger portion of where we're going next year. You know, to walk out of the draft with good players and then also have a third and a fourth round pick going into next year's draft are good assets to have as we kind of start to add more building blocks to the team.
And as you start with Barkevious Mingo, just looking at the type of player he is, it just seems like there's a chance right off the bat to have someone who can make an impact, even if he's not out there starting, and I'm sure that would be the first hope. But the type of athlete he is, the type of role he could play, those types of players, pass rushers with speed and athleticism, can really make a quick impact.
You know, along with Paul Kruger, who we signed, and Jabal Sheard, I think both those guys will add a dimension to our defense that we need. I think it's important to understand the NFL is about, you know, finding a way to stop the passer. And when you have rushers, that seems to be the best way. So Mingo, along with Sheard and along with Kruger, give us guys that we feel like can get after the passer. And Quinton Groves, we've added, that has done that before in the past. So I think it's a combination of all the factors.
When you studied Barkevious, what was the first thing or main thing that jumped out at you that really locked it into your collective mindset to make him the pick?
Well, I think he loves football. That's really important. He's passionate about football. He was relentless in his effort, whether it was accomplished in terms of finishing the play or making the play. He was after. I think the football, his personality showed up on the field, which was really good. And then his athleticism showed up on the field. It's one thing to have really good athleticism in a workout. It's another thing to find it on the field. And I think Mingo has all the passion. He's the kind of person we want. And he has that combines into his being on the field playing.
Leon McFadden, an interesting guy for a lot of reasons. I think the thing that really jumps out at me is the football acumen, the intelligence, the instincts that he brings, because this is not an easy defense to play, especially for a cornerback, and it would seem to enhance his chances of making an impact as a rookie just because of what he's got above the shoulder pads.
Well, you know, it's hard as rookies to come in the league and start a corner, so that's a challenge that awaits him, but I think he does combine the instincts and the awareness to play the position. He was a receiver. He has really good hands, and he's had a lot of starts at San Diego State. When you were a four-year starter, you're collecting a lot of games and a lot of situations where you learn in a passing league where you can learn more about the concepts of the game. So, I mean, the challenge lies ahead of him, and, you know, he's going to have to play. He's got some competition with Buster Skrine. He's got competition, you know, all over the place with Chris Owens. So I think it's important that he comes in, learns the defense, and competes at the highest level.
To have those two deals that you made for future picks in rounds 4 and 5, I get the plan of trying to stockpile for next year, but as a general manager and as someone who I'm sure wants to bring players in and have that tangible guy in and see what he looks like, how tough was it for you to mentally kind of deal with that you didn't get players there this year?
Well, you know, I mean, they're all assets, and so we just basically keep collecting assets. And I think ultimately the draft is a collection of your assets. It's a way to, as Joe Banner has talked about it, it's a way to build a team. It's not necessarily a way to collect talent, and I think that's what we're trying to do. And so the players that you pick have to be instrumental in helping you build a team, and having a 3 and a 4, they'll go a long way in helping us continue to build a team. So, you know, for one moment there is, you know, you can fill out your depth chart, but you also may not, that player may not actually fill it out and be the starter. So, you know, I think it's important that you set yourself up for the future, but most importantly, build a team.
Mike Lombardi, general manager of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it was interesting, Joe Banner talked about this on Saturday, where he said the making a trade within the division, making this deal, this very unusual deal with the Steelers, just because it's been 40-some-odd years since the last one was made between those teams, division rivals, that you don't have trepidation doing that. He doesn't, because you could look at the approach that if you can get the better of the deal against the divisional opponent, that puts you further ahead than against the non-division opponent. Explain some of that thinking, too, from your mindset. And before you went into that deal, was there still a deep breath taken saying, okay, we're going to do business with the Steelers?
No, I think, you know, when you're in the draft, you can't cut down and you can't cut down teams you're willing to make trades with. And if it's the trade that works work well for you, then you've got to make it. And I think Pittsburgh's worried about their team and we're worried about our team. And we're just going to concentrate on making the Cleveland Browns better. Obviously, we know Pittsburgh has a great historic franchise. They've won a lot of championships in the North. And we have to compete with that. And I think that's the challenge more than the significance of an individual trade.
And clearly, you know something about next year's draft. I mean, at least in general terms, about the kinds of players that will be there to give you the faith that having third and now fourth round picks that you wouldn't have had previously, to have those for next year's draft is a plus.
You know, I think the formula has proven out to work. I think the more picks you can collect, it gives you more assets in a draft where assets matter. So I think that's Joe's done this in Philadelphia before to much success, and I think it's something that a lot of teams in the league copied and have had success doing it. And I think it's something that's going to be part of the fabric of the Browns for a while.
And Mike, is part of the thinking too that you had some younger assets already in place here, that there were players who are extremely young on this team, extremely young team that was fielded last year, that that you can perhaps draw from and work into your plan going forward?
Well, you know, you make every decision based on a significance of the impact of that trade. And I think we felt like that trade really benefited us, so we made it without looking over the larger spectrum of the deal. And I think that's how you have to make all deals. I think when you go back to your depth chart before you make a deal, you probably won't make the right deal. And I think you kind of keep it separate. And we made a deal we felt was worthwhile for our football team today and tomorrow.
When you talk about Jamar Slaughter, the safety from Notre Dame, and the Achilles injury that he has, when you make a choice like that, when you know the guy's got a serious medical thing, but you track it, and I, you know, he talks about being ready by training camp and so forth. What's most important, of course, is your medical read on this. How much, just discuss how that research is done and what allowed you to be comfortable with making that pick.
Well, Joe Sheehan, our trainer, does a great job. All the team doctors for the Browns do a great job of collecting the information, then sitting down, going over the information with us, and not only predicting whether the guy's going to be healthy today, is what kind of future he can have with this type of injury. So we did a lot of research on this injury. It's interesting in terms of other players in the league that have had this injury and seeing where they can go and where they come back from. And I think you'll see in last recent years there have been some NFL players that have had it and have maintained their level of play, maintained their level of speed. So it gives you some comfort along with the medical. So you try to do research on every single angle before you make a decision.
And the final phase, of course, of this rookie talent acquisition in the process of to get these undrafted guys. Explain your and the organization's approach to that.
Well, you know, free agency is another way to add players to your team and to build your team, and I think you try to do that. We don't take the attitude that we're just trying to fill out our camp roster. I think we take the attitude that we're looking for players that can come in and give us a competitive camp, that have a chance to develop, and we're willing to develop them because time is important for our coaches. So that was the mentality after the draft. We were trying to find guys that could do that, and hopefully we did.
And a lot of discussion before this draft that the Browns might end up with a quarterback somewhere along the line. That wasn't the case. Was it ever something that really was a strong consideration, or did the way the board fall dictate any of that, or did your just analysis say there really wasn't a quarterback anywhere that we wanted to draft?
Well, you know, everything's value in the draft, Vic, as you know, and you know, the value has to meet the player, and we'll always do every single quarterback in every draft moving forward. I think it's important that you know the quarterbacks, whether you have Tom Brady or whether you have Peyton Manning. It's important you know every single quarterback that's coming out of college because you're going to eventually play against them, and you better know their strengths and their weaknesses. And the only time to really study them up close and personal is when they're in college, and that's what we're planning on doing.
And Joe Banner mentioned how this collection of players overall has to be viewed, and assets like the picks, that Devon Bess has to be in this conversation. You acquire that receiver from Miami, and even though he's a veteran, he's part of this draft acquisition. Give me a sense of what you see in Devon, his skill set, and what he brings to the Browns.
Well, I think it's so easy to label Devon an inside receiver when you can really watch all the Miami tape last year, and he plays inside and outside. and he's been very productive, whether it was at, as a rookie coming out of the University of Hawaii, making the team as an undrafted free agent, to last year. So he's very productive with the ball in his hands. He makes tough catches. He goes inside and makes catches, so converts third down. So he'll have great opportunity here to show those talents, whether it's as an inside slot receiver or as an outside receiver, and I think he'll flourish. I mean, one thing about Bess, he's always risen to the challenge, and I think he will.
The number one thing you want from the player is the production, of course, Michael, but from the standpoint of this receiver group being so young, it seems, too, that he fits the bill of the so-called veteran presence in the room.
Well, you know, that's always important, but I think with North Turner, a veteran presence in the room, and Rob Chizinski is the head coach, a veteran presence in the room, I think we have veterans, you know. It's important that we have good leadership at all levels, and I think with Norv and certainly with Rob as the head coach, we'll be able to make sure that the players understand what has to be done, whether they've been in the league 1 year or 10 years.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Mike Lombardi, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.